Well, folks, let me tell you what we're going to do. And being a life change group, starting next Sunday night, we will actually open our time. We will break into at least two and possibly four care groups. I'll be contacting some of y'all to see if you'd be willing to be a care group leader, you know. But we will break into at least two groups to start our time just with a brief time of sharing with one another and praying together. Because one of the things that we want to do is to pray for one another. We all have needs. We all are facing stuff. And so this is a time for us to have a group of brothers and sisters together that, you know, we can open up with, we can share with without it leaving these walls. You know, what we say to one another stays with us, except that we lift it up to the Lord. So that's how we will open every Sunday night. So I would ask that, you know, we try to all get here at 5. If you end up, things happen to all of us. So if something happens, you slip in a little after that, you'll find care group already going. Just slip into a chair there and just become a part of it. We'll have a time for care groups, and then we'll come together. And this class, the title is actually an explanation of exactly what we're going to do. It is telling and explaining the old story. So there are two things that we're going to be learning. One is we're going to learn how to tell the story of the Bible in less than 30 minutes. Now, you may be thinking, you are not the right guy to tell this. You can't even preach a sermon on one verse in 30 minutes. And you got that right. But I have learned how to tell the story of the Bible in less than 30 minutes. It required a lot of discipline for me to get it into that time frame. But that means it can be done. If I can do that, you can do that. And so, but we will be able to tell the story of the Bible from the very beginning to the end in 30 minutes time. And we're going to learn how to do that. Okay? And by the way, we're going to learn how to do that without you memorizing it. Okay? We're going to learn because you're going to be telling it, not just reciting something that you have memorized. We're going to learn how to tell it. Now, we will not complete that by the end of our first semester of class by any means. Okay? This will be a project that takes us a while. But we'll be learning the story, and we're going to have a good time while we do that. Okay? We're going to just have some fun together learning how to tell the story. But we're not just going to learn how to tell it. Because after we've learned how to tell it, we start sharing it with people. People are going to have questions. Because as you can imagine, if we're telling the whole story of the Bible in 30 minutes, we're not exactly giving them all the details and all the answers to the questions. So if we're going to tell them the story, though, we want to be able to answer their questions. We want to be able to explain the details. And so what we're going to do is broken the story down into 8 sections, and so we will take each section and we will dig deep into every section. Things in the story that are one sentence, we may do 2 lessons on. You know, because as you can imagine, every sentence is going to be packed with, you know, with important stuff. And so we're going to dig deep in the Bible and learn some things in the Bible, some things that maybe you've never really even looked at. We're going to ask some hard questions and do our best to answer them. Any question will be legal in here. Now, by the time we finish, I may be the one who knows the least of all, because I don't promise that I can necessarily answer every question. I'll do my best. I'll share what I know. And We'll work. If there's something we don't know, we'll work and try to find the answer to. But what I want you to understand is You know, if there's a question that's kind of rolled around the back of your mind like a loose marble in your trunk, you know, for years, but you've always been kind of afraid to verbalize it, you know, I kind of hate to say this, kind of hate to ask this, this is the place. This will be the safe place to ask your questions or express your thoughts so we can deal with it. Because we're trying to grow to the point that we can do this with other people, you know, and help other people with this. So that's our purpose. So we're learning how to tell the story, and then we are going to dig to learn how to explain it. So tonight, I'm not going to be teaching a lesson as such, because we don't have time to do what we've done so far and what I'm about to do and teach a lesson. But most other nights, we will have a brief time of learning to tell the story. We'll practice, we'll play a game and do some things like that that will just help us learn the story. I'm not going to send you out of here with homework that, oh, you have to memorize this by next week. That's not the way we're going to do it. We're going to learn it together, okay? And just learn how to tell it, okay? Many of you already know every part of this story. It'll just be a matter of learning how to put all the pieces together. Some of you don't know all the parts, but you will learn them. You'll learn the parts, and you'll learn how they fit together like one big puzzle that it all fits together, and then you'll be able to tell others, okay? But normally we'll spend a little bit of time learning the story, then I'll spend the majority of the teaching time as we dig in on one particular subject, and we'll dig deep, and I'll teach a lesson on that. For that, we'll have PowerPoint, you'll have fill-in-the-blank kind of notes. And that reminds me to tell you, I know that every one of you will have to be gone sometime. Those things happen. You get sick, or you know, you're traveling and you're not here. So we are recording the teaching time. We'll not be recording our care group time. We won't be recording the sharing. But we will be recording the teaching time every night. And in fact, if I get ready to teach and you don't see me turn that thing on, please flag me down to turn on the recorder. And then we will post that. Next week, you'll have in your notes a link that you can go to online that will take you to the recorded sessions. So if you're gone a particular week, when you come back, the notes from the previous weeks will always be available. Nobody will have filled in the answers for you, but you can take the notes and you can go to the website and you'll be able to listen to the presentation, and all the answers will be right there, and then you'll be caught up. Okay? So it won't be a problem to you. And I appreciate Brother Derek so much. He is a great media director, does such a super job for us, and he will handle this every week and have this set up for us. Okay? That clear? All right. Now, normally the teacher will tell everybody to open your books. Right now, I want you to close your books. All right, because I don't want you to try to follow along with me. I just want you to listen while I tell you the old story. I would love to tell you a story that is changing the lives of people all over the world. This story comes from a book called the Bible. Men did not make the Bible up, but the Bible is the word of the Most High God. The Most High God is more powerful than any person or relative or ancestor or government or other gods that people worship. And this story is true, and you can believe it, because it came from the word of the Most High God. The Most High God is the only God. He has always existed. He existed before anything else was. And He created everything. the heavens, the earth, the waters, the mountains, the sun, the moon, the stars, all of the plants, all of the animals. He also created the angels to worship and to serve Him. And finally, He created man and woman in His own image. God created everything, and He saw that everything was good. God took the man and the woman, and He put them in a beautiful garden to live, and they began to have a good relationship with God and a good relationship with each other also. And God said to them, I want you to take care of this beautiful garden, and you enjoy everything that I've made. You can eat the fruit of all the trees in the garden, except for one. But if you eat the fruit of that one tree, you will be punished, and you will die. The man and woman obeyed God for a little while, and they enjoyed a wonderful relationship with Him in the garden. God created us to have a wonderful relationship with Him forever. You remember those angels that God created? One of them was very intelligent and very beautiful, but he became full of pride. And he wanted to be like God. And he wanted the other angels to worship him instead of God. But only God deserves to be worshipped. And so he threw the disobedient angel out of heaven. And the other angels that followed him, he also expelled from heaven. And he called the first angel the devil. And the other angels that followed him became known as the demons. One day, the devil tempted the woman to eat the fruit that God had prohibited. She listened to the devil and ate the fruit. And then she took the fruit to her husband and gave it to him to eat. Both of them disobeyed the commandment of God. Disobeying the commandment of God is sin. But God is righteous. God is holy. And He must punish sin. So God expelled this first couple from the garden. And the relationship that they had with God was broken. And that is the reason why human beings are separated from God. Just like the first man and the first woman, everybody has sinned by disobeying the commandments of God. The wages of sin is death in hell forever. Sin will not allow us to live with God forever as God desires. So the first man, the first woman had children. Their children had children. Their children had children, and thus the entire earth was filled with people. But sadly, like the first man and the first woman, all people continued in sin, and therefore they continued to be separated from God. One day, God spoke to a man named Abraham, and he said, Abraham, I'm going to give you a son, and I'm going to make you into a grand people group, a large people group. And God promised Abraham that through him, he would bless all the families of the earth. And God kept his promise to Abraham. And he gave him a son and many grandchildren and great-grandchildren. And sometimes the descendants of Abraham followed God and walked with God. But most of the time, they didn't. They were disobedient, and thus they also were separated from God by their sin. So from time to time, God would send men to speak for Him, to tell people how they can have a right relationship with God. One of these men was named Isaiah. And Isaiah said, we have all sinned against God. We have gone far away from God and from His paths. But God is sending a Savior who will take all men's sins upon Himself. They will whip Him and they will beat Him. And at last He will die for our sins. But He will rise from the dead. And through Him, every man and woman will be able to have a right relationship with God. Amen. And the men and women that heard this news began to hope for the promised Savior. And they waited, and they waited, and they waited. But at exactly the right time, God sent the promised Savior, His own Son, named Jesus. And Jesus proved that He was the promised Savior by doing many miracles. One day, Jesus and His disciples were sailing in a boat across a huge lake. Jesus had actually gone to sleep in the boat when a storm arose. The disciples became very afraid and they woke Jesus up and they said, Master, we're going to die. We're going to die. And Jesus stood up and He spoke to the wind and the waves, and immediately the rain and the wind stopped. Because the power of Jesus is greater than any other power in the world. On another occasion, more than 5,000 families had come to hear Jesus teach about God. And they were there all day, and about sundown, they all started realizing nobody had any food, and they were very hungry. In fact, among them, they had 5 little loaves of bread and 2 fish. But Jesus multiplied the bread and the fish, and He gave something to eat to everyone. Because the power of Jesus can satisfy all of the needs of men. Another day, Jesus saw a man who was filled with many demons. And because of these demons, he was very powerful, but also very dangerous. But Jesus loved the man. And He expelled the demons out of him because the power of Jesus is greater than any evil spirit. Another day, Jesus was traveling with His disciples when one of His friends became sick at home and died. And a few days later, Jesus went to the place where His friend was buried. He walked up in front of the cave and He called out and He said, Friend, come out! And immediately, His friend rose from the dead and He walked out of the cave because the power of Jesus is greater even than death. And as you can imagine, many people loved Jesus, but not everybody. There were certain religious leaders and leaders of government who were jealous of Jesus, who were afraid of Him. And so they captured Jesus and they decided that He had to die. And so just as God had said through Isaiah hundreds of years before, they beat Him, they whipped Him, and then they nailed Him to a cross. While Jesus was hanging on that cross, God the Father gathered the sins of all the world and put those sins on Jesus. And again, as Isaiah had declared, Jesus died for our sins. They took His body and put it in a tomb. Now, before Jesus died, He had said to His disciples, because I am the Son of God, when I die, I will rise from the dead. And so the enemies of Jesus posted guards at the door of the tomb. But at last, on the third day, Jesus
rose from the dead. He appeared to more than 500 different people, proving that he really was and is the Son of God. And after he rose from the dead, he spoke again to his disciples. And he said, "Now, you go and tell others that I have died for sin, that I have risen from the dead, and that I will give to them forgiveness of all their sin and the gift of eternal life if they will trust in me and follow me." And then he said, "I am going to return to my Father in heaven, but one day I am coming back to this earth." And then suddenly his feet rose from the ground and he went through the clouds and ascended back to the right hand of his Father. Jesus was and is the promised Savior. Well, his followers began to do what Jesus told them to do. They began to tell their family and their friends and other people in the city where they lived and the cities close to them. And they even told people that lived very, very far away. And as they told them about Jesus, they always told them these things. They said, "All of us have sinned against God. And our sin will not allow us to live with God forever because our sin separates us from God. But Jesus, God's Son, died on the cross for our sins, and he rose from the dead. And now he offers forgiveness of sin and eternal life to all who will trust and follow in him." And as they shared this good news, many people believed. Many people trusted in Jesus, invited Jesus to become the Lord and the master of their lives. But not everybody. Because some people did not want to repent of their sins. Some people did not want to put their trust in Jesus. They didn't want to invite Jesus to become the master, the Lord of their lives. Now, since my wife has come in here, I'm going to pick on her as the one I'm telling the story to. You know how to play along like a good little girl. That's right. I didn't know for sure she's going to be in here, so y'all can all be thankful it could have been any one of you. Let me ask you a question. Do you believe the message of this story that Jesus is the Son of God, and that he died for our sins and rose from the dead? Then would you like to receive this forgiveness of sin and the gift of eternal life by putting your trust in Jesus and inviting him to become the Lord and the master of your life? Okay. You can do that just by praying this prayer with me. So as I pray, you just repeat with me. Dear Jesus, I do believe that you are God's Son.
I do believe that you are God's Son.
And that you died on the cross for my sins.
That you died on the cross for my sins.
And that you rose from the dead.
And that you rose from the dead.
Tonight, I repent of my sin.
Tonight, I repent of my sin.
And I invite you to come into my life.
I invite you.
I want you to be my Lord.
I want you to be my Lord.
The master of my life.
The master of my life.
Beginning tonight.
Beginning tonight.
I will follow you.
I will follow you.
And I want to obey you.
I want to obey you.
The rest of my life.
The rest of my life.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Congratulations. Finally. Finally, I want to tell you, just very briefly, what happened in the lives of people when they first invited Jesus to become the Lord and Master of their lives. They always did three things. One, they were baptized. They were immersed in water. symbolizing that they had died to sin, but had been raised by God to a new life through faith in Jesus. Secondly, they began to meet with other believers for the purpose of worshiping God and of studying the scriptures together to learn more, especially about Jesus. The third thing they did is they began to tell other people. They began to talk to their family and their friends and to other people about Jesus, telling them how these other folks also could have forgiveness of their sin and receive the gift of eternal life. And that is what believers continue to do even to today. And that is what I have done. I have put my trust in Jesus and invited Him to be the Lord and Master of my life. And then I was baptized. And I am a part of a church that worships God and studies God's Word, especially learning more and more about Jesus. And I just love to tell people about Jesus and how they too can receive forgiveness forever and the gift of eternal life, just as I have told you tonight. And that is the old, old story that we're all going to learn how to tell together. Okay? All right? You ready to go?
It reminds me of the story. Tell me the old, old story.
I know.
Like the words of my heart.
Amen. 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 Yeah, you know, I was thinking of that song when I was in Brazil. In fact, I think in my room I started singing it, trying to remember the words, because it had been a long time since I had sung that. Now, I think I put this in the note about our class, so you may already know this, but in case you don't, the background for my deciding to teach this class, deciding to have a life change group and for me to teach a life change group was one decision. But then when I decided to do that, the second decision is, what am I going to teach? Am I going to use the curriculum that we use on Sunday morning or something else? And I've actually been teaching this, what I'm going to be teaching to you in Brazil now. I'm in the fourth year of doing that. I've been teaching in Brazil, pastors and leaders, now for about 15 years. Some of the content of what I'll teach you, I've taught in Brazil across those years, but not the story. I started a new direction in pastor leader training 4 years ago, and decided to put it all together in the story. So I've in Brazil, it takes us 3 years, but that's because we just meet twice a year. Now we go from morning until past bedtime every day, but you know, we're just together a short time. But I teach the pastors and leaders how to tell the story. But this will be the first time I've done it in English, because I've learned the story in Portuguese, and so that comes to mind actually more quickly. The first time I ever told the story, like I told it to you in English, was actually in Ghana, and Moose and I were doing training of leaders. And then he surprised me and he said, late this afternoon, we're going to go off to this village and we'll be able to share the gospel with them and start a church. I said, oh, that's wonderful. And he said, you're preaching. I said, okay, wonderful. And I had done that before and usually just kind of shared the gospel. But I thought, this would be a perfect place to share the story. You know, I could give them the whole story from creation to Christ and share the gospel in it. And I thought, I've never done it in English. So I decided I'd share the story. And it was kind of funny because I found myself sharing the story and thinking about it in Portuguese and translating it back to English while the translator here was speaking it into the tribal language. So I just came back from Brazil and we are doing that there, although we are into the story a little ways. So on the plane back, I actually started studying the story again in English because I knew, hey, I got to tell these folks the story in English. So I decided it would be fun for a group of us to be able to learn the story and then to dig in deep into it to ask and try to answer some of the essential questions. Okay? Now, let's play a game. Y'all been sitting a long time. Let's play a game. Would y'all like to play a game? Okay? All right. You might want to shift this way just a little bit. And we're going to use this area right here as our game area. The story, you can open your books now. You have a copy of the story. And you will see that the story has 8 parts. Now, you'll also see these parts are in a very logical sequence. So, you know, this is going to see right about on Keith's grade level, or first grade. You know, you're going to be thinking, okay, this is very simple. But we start with the part, we want folks to know that the story comes from the Bible. Okay? Now, we all know that, but we want to communicate that to others, that the story comes from the Bible. So that's the first section. All right? And then we want people to understand that we are created for a relationship with God. That's why God made us. He made us to be in relationship with Him. Okay? Because that's going to make so many other things make sense about the story, that we're created for a relationship with God. Okay? But people are separated from God. People are separated from God. And so we tell them how that happened. You know, tell them, that's why we tell them about the devil and about the temptation and the disobedience, and that's what separated us from God. But it didn't just happen with Adam and Eve. And the devil and Adam and Eve started it all, but then people remain separated from God. This is a long-term problem, and it continues even to this day. I mean, this is where we are, and anybody we're telling the story to, this is where they are. I mean, that's where we all are, that people remain separated from God. And then we get to tell the good news. Jesus came to the earth. Jesus came to the earth. And we tell them how Jesus was the perfect sacrifice. Okay? The very purpose for which He came. And after we tell them the facts about Jesus' sacrifice, we tell them how. How to come back to God. How to return. How to come back to God. And then, if they're willing to come back to God by putting their faith and trust in Jesus Christ, we tell them what the followers of Christ do. So we help them get started to know, hey, other folks that have put their trust in Christ, here's what they did, here's what I did, to help them get started with what they should do. Okay? All right? That's the order. Okay, now, I want you to take about 5 minutes, pick out a partner, preferably somebody close to you, although you're free to move your chairs around a little bit. And I just want you to read those 8 headings to your partner. Read them aloud. Because I can tell you, doing these things aloud makes them stick better in your brain. Okay? So when I was first learning to tell the story in Portuguese, and you know, I don't want you to memorize the story. I think I've made that clear. I want you to tell it. So the idea is not that you're going to say the sentences that I have written in telling the story. The idea is you're going to tell the same story, but you'll use your own words.
your own expressions. If at times they're the same words that I use, that's fine, because some of the words that I use were some that others have used for years in telling the story, but not all of them. But you're just to tell it in the way that is comfortable for you to tell it. Now, when I learned it in Portuguese, I could not do that. I don't speak Portuguese that fluently to just tell it all just any way I want to. So I had to memorize it. But I found in doing that, it was very important to do it out loud. That, yes, I could go over it in my mind, but I found out that I would think I was doing it just fine in my mind, and then when I tried to translate it to my tongue, there was something broken in between there sometime, and it didn't come out the same way. So I learned that when I was driving in my truck, to practice it in my truck. My truck never objected, never corrected me. So I could practice in my truck. But I learned just practicing it out loud helped. So that's why I'm asking you the things that we do as we're learning a section of the story. I'll ask you to read it to somebody out loud. And the reason for that is because that is really going to help you to learn how to tell the story if you hear yourself doing these things out loud. Okay? All right. So we've got about 10 minutes. So let's take about